So as we're pursuing reclaiming the power of our words, the capacity of words as medicine, there's a very highlighted place in the ceremony. The spirit of death is sitting right in the womb. So feel that dynamic connection. Death and the preparations for birthing completely interwoven. So to move to new ways of communicating, it might be needing new words, new phrases. Death indicates something needs to be let go of. What do we want to take out of our personal dictionary, out of our personal word bank that we would say or think or write or share? What are we wanting to be able to talk about, think about, and share that's medicine, that's healing, that's loving, free of judgment, accepting, honoring, respectful? What words, concepts, phrases are needing to be birthed? Here in the womb, something is needing to be birthed. So we have words that emanate, radiate medicine. So in whatever language you speak, languages you speak, this is what is being, this is how the change is unfolding. We're being called to let go of the spirit of death in order for something to be birthed. This is also the dynamic of language, conversation, exchange, that is not tied to this addiction that the spirits are first bringing our attention to. Like a triggered, emotional triggered response where we immediately have a lot of heightened energy because we've been emotionally triggered, and we use words or a certain way of responding, and it's filled with certain emotions, and that's just an instantaneous, like automatic pilot kind of response. What the spirits are saying, these are the kinds of things we need to learn to undo from so that we can understand for ourselves, each of us personally, and then among ourselves, with each other, together, how we can have new kinds of conversations. So when we're socialized in an existence that's built out of hierarchy, we're going to communicate about that a lot. We're going to think about that a lot. We're going to speak it out a lot. We're going to perceive life through that lens. So this undoing is not just coming up with empty words that might sound nice. It's about regenerating on the inside. So when we speak differently, what energy is infused in our language? So it's medicine, healing, seeking understanding, honoring of diversity. We're not talking about a world of clones, of monoculture, of agreement. We're talking about communication that can generate and speak about and communicate and share respect, even among differences, honoring even when there's disagreement, curiosity about different points of view, and how to speak genuinely what is true, accurate, centering from the center of your heart. Your song, that expression of you. So then that your life energy and the passion of your own existence is expressed with clarity, without lies, without pretending, without hiding, without forcing other people to go into hiding. So this is very dynamic change the spirits are calling us toward. So just feel into that energy when an ending and a beginning, the death and the birthing, are so interconnected. This is actually the passion of life itself. This is how life creates life, creates life. There's indication here that fears often get activated for us in this kind of place of change. The spirits here are saying they're unwarranted fear. To untangle unwarranted fear means it's really not something that you need to run from. It's really not a threat against life, your life, and life itself. In fact, this shift feeds life, feeds you, feeds the us of humanity, the us of our connectedness in the web of life. We're activating a birthing of a new way of living, communicating. Communication is embedded in relationship, new ways of relating. So as you approach this possibility in your life, personally, the examination is about what needs to die away, what is not words as medicine in my own life, and exploring, reaching toward what it is you want to birth and plant those seeds. The seeds of your own intent, the seeds of your own discovery of new possibilities in the middle of a conversation where you might do a usual old pattern that is situated in boxing somebody in somehow, in some kind of judgmental way. What could you bring into the next time, into the now time that shifts that? So the words you speak, the words you think, the energy going on the inside has this medicine in it, not harm in it, but a creation of something new.